Oh. I think I just worked out the number sequence.
Have you?
Yeah. Hang on.
I can't get it.
I was hoping you wouldn't get it because I think I've got it. Yeah.
You're rubbish at these.
End of record time up, isn't it?
Has everyone been watching each other?
No.
I've been so panicked about my hero not arriving on time that I've just realised my question sheet's here on top. No one's looked, have
no,
they?
We haven't.
No,
genuinely.
We didn't know it was there,
yeah, otherwise we would have done.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Don't guess it now.
Cool.
I think I've worked it out anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Why well, sound so surprised? Well, I'm not like a dunce
no,
like
no,
you.
Sure, but it's very tricky, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm practically a member of Mensa.
Yeah, and I am a member.
You're a member of Mensa?
You're not
Dave,
a member.
Full stop, you're a member.
No, I am a member. Did
and I've
did,
got a full head
I did
of hair.
That entry
is
test.
That, is that
the
old
week?
Joke? Yes, I remember. Is it that one?
That's a,
that's a different one.
Cheryl?
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Well,
it's
listen, Alan is fuming, and he says, that's it, you're banned
no,
from
no,
Radio
no, no,
1
no.
forever.
I'm not saying that, Cheryl.
No, don't, I love Alan.
She doesn't know you are, Alan.
I know,
she's just
fine.
Mocking you. you're right?
Yeah, no, just...
You're on the air, by the way, just so you know. Just so you know, because I don't want you effing and jeffing like you do in real life.
Okay.
Are you stuck in traffic?
Yes. Really bad traffic, but I'm ducking and diving and weaving and bobbing.
So now, if you were driving, you'd have been here ages ago.
I would have been there like now.
You'd have been here like 6:30, from what I've heard, speedy. But well, look, because it's you, and you called up, that will give you an extra, however long it takes for you to get in.
Thank you.
Because apart from anything else, if we cancel Cheryl, Cheryl will give me hell, but then Alad will give me hell as well. And
exactly.
My whole day will
that's
be hell.
That's it. No win situation.
And do you know what? No, you're not being funny. You don't mess with the Cheryl Cole.
No.
You don't mess with Team Cole.
No.
But listen, don't worry, because I had it all planned. I had a standby guest. We had Candy Rain to come on in case you couldn't make it.
Whoa! There'll be some excitement there.
What the mean?
They're here dressed provocatively.
They're gonna come on dressed like Sunita at Simon's house.
Yeah. They've got like little rubber tree leaves all over them. They look beautiful.
Yeah, no offence, but some of them need bigger leaves. But anyway, all right. Well, look, you get you relax, and we'll see you when you get here.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bless her. See, how can you get annoyed with her? How can you get angry with that?
You relax now, Al.
No, Mel. Write that number down.
Okay, that's weird.
Okay, sorry, yeah, that is a bit weird, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah, now she's like this. Actually, do you know what, driver? Take your time. I think that Alan is a stalker. right, so look, we're going to do the news, and then we'll come out, we'll do the answer to the quiz, which I just need to double-check my last answer, which Dominic doesn't have.
When you say double-check, against what?
Against the fact that it's one of two or three.
Okay.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
I've worked out three different sequences, but I just need to make sure that they're all right.
And now you're confusing me because I've only worked out one.
1-8-22-43-71-106. Well, there's two that leap out straight away.
Really?
There's a third, yeah.
Oh, I think there's one.
I don't think they're ready.
Have you gone up?
I'm not telling you.
All right, fine.
I might have gone down.
Sure.
Or sideways.
What are you two talking about?
I've no idea. Let's get the news and sports 8:03.
There's growing anger from...
He's never going to do anything, is he? That Mark Ronson.
I don't think so.
I just gave Cheryl a hug.
Oh, yeah.
I smell of her now.
Do you?
It's either that or Alan. I can't tell which one it is. Anyway, let's
probably
bring,
the same.
Let's bring her in, for God's sake, because she's here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the very lovely Cheryl Cole. And here's
Morning.
Cheryl!
Hiya.
Look, she's like a ray of beauty.
Hello. How are you? All
in
right?
In a hat.
I'm good. Rachel? Like.
Rachel's not here yet.
Oh, she's late as well.
No. Rachel got married.
That's right.
The other week, and then she's only just come back from honeymoon. Yesterday was her first day back at work, so she's on days. So she'll be rocking up. She'll be in. I think
she'll be in for 9.
Oh,
I think she said she's going to come in. I think she'll be in early. I think she said she'll come in and say hello. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm all right. Do I have to wear these big earphones?
You don't have to.
It's kind of like an echo on there or something.
Stick him underneath it. Oh, we can change it, but if you don't want to wear them, stick him underneath.
Sorry, I'm late.
He's moaning already. I don't want to wear these headphones. I've got a hat on. I can't do both.
That's because it's too early in the morning to do hair.
Listen, you're up well early, I reckon.
This morning?
No, but like a lot. You must be up early a lot.
Yeah.
What time? Ashley must have to get up early for training.
Not that early.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it's like 9:30, 10:00. I think that's reasonable.
What, he gets
that's
up very at that time? That's a lion, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the end of the world if he's got to get up at 7 a.m.
What time do you get up this morning?
5:30.
Oh!
I know.
Really?
I'm not going to moan. There could be plenty of worse things I'm doing.
Seriously, 5:30?
Yeah, because I live in Surrey. I live quite a way out.
You need to buy yourself a place in town.
Mm. It's looking more and more like that, you know?
And then when you have to do things like this, you don't have to be hauling your ass out of bed at 5:30 in the morning. Like 7:30, that'll do. Then a lippy on, do my hair. I can't bother doing my hair. Put a hat on.
Yes.
And I'll be in.
Well, you do.
Well, it's true.
Mm.
Do you know, I did my hair this morning, and then I put my hat on, and I actually had a moment in my kitchen this morning going, if I put my hat on and the journey in, then when I take the hat off, my hair will be all
sticking out. You'll have hat head.
Yeah.
I always think of you in that hat that you wore when you see you were...
What?
The hat up the mountain.
Well, the ones we all had.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't massively flattering.
But your one now is similar, just more expensive.
Right.
It's a different hat.
I'm not having this. I think.
Right, he's not sorry. Now.
You are like the queen of fashion and that.
I'm not.
All right, well, you...
What are you doing?
Right. Guess how much this costs.
Oh, first of all, it doesn't matter about the price. The first thing is...
Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you. Do you mean that?
No, it's nice.
Thanks.
Have you in Westwood?
Yes, miss.
Yeah.
See?
But it costs £70.
Straight in there.
My mum could knit you one for, a ball of wool.
Yeah, but...
It'd be unravelling within a week.
Well,
that
no, it would.
Quality, right?
Thank you, Cheryl.
£70 for... A woolly hat.
Listen, Vivian Westwood is a busy woman. For her to sit and knit this for £70, that's a bargain. Think about it.
I like it. I'm going to go and have a look for one.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you where I got it.
Keep you warm in the cold.
It's very nice. See? Now, Dave, now you feel silly.
£70 for a woolly hat.
It's my money. I'll spend my money like how I want to spend it. If I want to buy a few pints or a hat or a kangaroo.
Yep.
Then so be it. Well, I'm going to take it off now. Hey, so X Factor's on.
Yes.
Tell you what, though, could have started with a bit of a bang. Could have had a bit of an impressive first weekend.
Isn't the set and everything fantastic?
Unbelievable. It's absolute. It looks just. That's a big studio anyway.
Yeah.
But it just looks humongous.
I feel like you're at a concert.
I was there on Saturday in the audience, and it's one of the few shows where you see the set and it looks even more impressive than it does on the telly.
Yeah, which
rarely happens.
And it was... the atmosphere is electric down there.
It's fantastic.
It was electric on Saturday.
Mm.
It was a bit feisty on Saturday.
Ooh.
There's a few things going on. Do you know what, though? You and Simon sparked so many rows across Britain on Saturday night, you have no idea.
Why?
Because, so first of all, that Candy Rain come on.
Right.
And you go, do you know what? You know, you shouldn't be dressing like that. Or whatever you said.
Are you going to let me explain it?
Oh, no. Yeah, but do you know what? Here's the thing, and I will let you explain.
Right.
But I want to say this before you say what you're going to say.
Okay.
Is that... I said what Simon said out loud just before he said it.
Right.
And then my girlfriend said pretty much then what you then came back with. And it was like, I reckon if we were doing it, hundreds of thousands of couples up and down Britain would have been
boys
having
and
a...
girls.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you play X Factor at home and say, I want to be Simon and you can be Cheryl?
Well, it's just not that. It's just like, Sophie's going like that. Look what they're wearing. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not going to like them because you're a girl. And it was...
But it's not... And I love girls. It's not like that. The thing for me was, it was them bleating on all the time that they didn't want to be perceived like that, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
In their VTs, you know, in interviews and everything that I'd seen. Mm. It wasn't about the press. I didn't read the papers and know that that's why they were strippers. They told me on the TV bits that they did. So it was them. Keep saying it.
But that and you didn't like them.
Well, no. If they had come out, right?
Did you like them?
If they had come out and said, we want to have that image and have no clothes and be the British Pussycat or whatever they wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I would have put my hands up and said, fair play to you, didn't like the song, whatever, whatever.
Right.
But the fact that they said they wanted to be took seriously as singers and forgotten about what they did and everything they did on TV and then come out dressed like that, that's the issue I have.
I'm still with Simon.
They're nice girls, though.
I'm still with Simon.
I'm sure you are.
No, that's
but,
right.
But in the sense that, but no, and I think it's a real, I think it's a bloke, it's a real bloke girl thing. I think it's like.
Yeah, but do blokes buy records?
What?
For sexy girls.
Do we buy records for sexy girls?
Yeah.
Look, I don't care. I just want to stare at them.
No,
I don't.
But
listen,
they're here to win a competition.
You and Danny, don't ruin our fun, right? There's so many pretty boys on that show. There's not much to look at.
That's true.
And look, and let's be honest, and I know you'll disagree, but you know, Candy Rain, look. It's not like there's four crackers, right? They dress up a bit and sex up a bit. I'm quite happy to sit and watch them, but, you know.
No, you're right.
And by the way, for strippers, they're wearing way too many clothes. They should have just come on dressed like Sunita.
I said they would dress like something that you'd, you know, as a concept wear maybe in a video at some point. Mm. That's what I thought. I didn't think they looked bad. I just thought if you're trying to give off a certain image, that was the wrong one.
It was great telly, though.
Was it?
Oh, see, the thing is, you'll never get it. You'll never see it because you're in it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the look that you shot Cowell when he goes, look, you were never going to like him anyway.
I beg your pardon.
No, oh. I hate all that, though.
Oh.
And he starts doing that stupid psst, psst, psst. Has anyone ever noticed him doing that with his fingernails? So he makes that noise and he goes like that psst, with his fingers, and it's Sylvester the cat getting me claws out.
I've not
and he
seen
knows that it annoys us because it's not like that. I wasn't being catty. Mm. I was being constructive. And he knows it annoys us. Deliberately winds me up.
You've been a little bit catty.
No.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, but I don't.
I think him winding me up maybe made me a bit more.
And I think he definitely was winding you up.
I think it's funny seeing Louis and Simon agreeing on stuff. That never happens.
Never, ever.
Oh, poor little Louis.
But that's only because it was Louis's group, anyway.
Yeah. Do you know what, though, as well? It would have been.
Yeah, can I just say my thoughts over Louis, by the way? I really missed him on Sunday. And I'm thinking of him.
Yeah, bless him. It's really horrible. The whole Stephen Gately thing's really, really sad.
Horrendous.
Really, really sad. But I thought the show handled it very well on Sunday because it's a bit of a, without being disrespectful, I think, and Simon kind of said the show must go on after he said some very nice things. I thought it was very difficult, especially for Dermot, who goes, hey, welcome to the X Factor.
Yeah, no,
brilliant.
Totally.
Now, the sad news is that's really difficult when you're trying to do that, especially when you've got an entertainment show. And I thought the show handled it really well.
Got it right,
really
didn't they?
Yeah, me too.
I think so.
I thought it was very good.
I think they got it
me
right.
Me too.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Exactly.
It's a great lineup, X Factor this year. It's really good.
I think so. There's some really great talent on there.
There's some great talent in there, and there's some other people in there, but there's a lot of good talent. Mm. I'm going to write something down. And I'm not going
to. It's not hard to guess what you're writing.
Mm. No, but I'm just going to hold it up because I want to see your face, and I won't say what I've written down at all. You know what I'm going to write down. Okay, I just want to see your face. Right. Ready?
Yeah.
There you go. Lovely.
No further questions.
That's it.
Oh.
And I'm not going to say what I wrote down.
Can I ask a question?
You certainly can.
If you could have anyone else's act, who would it be?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
No, I would have me own. I would have me own and maybe one or two things.
I don't believe you.
Why?
I think you've got great acts.
I think you'd have John and Edward. I think you would, yeah. I think you could make them into superstars.
I think I'd give it a go. I don't think you would. Whichever category I had been given, I would have given me all.
I think you've got great acts.
I think my boys are fantastic.
They're great, but Stacey's lovely.
Yeah, Stacey's lovely.
Absolutely.
And she's absolutely what you say is what you get. Mm. Even, you know, because you get to see them backstage and during rehearsals and all of that. We don't just appear on a Saturday and that's all we say at the judging panel. You get to know them as people and she really is what you say.
I like her.
I want her on the show sometime.
Even
if she gets kicked out.
She is cute.
Oh, you have to. You love her.
She's very cute, isn't she?
Yeah, she's sweet.
How old is she? 20? So she's what? She's 4 years younger than me.
4 years younger than you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's just that the age gap's probably too much in that respect.
No, I'd be fine.
Think?
No, I'd be fine. Of course it is. How old are you, Cheryl?
26.
26. You said, oh, you're so old. Yeah. Like me, 24. Like a baby. Stop laughing. Anyway, look, are we doing the news from upstairs, Al?
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for coming in. We've got so much to teach you about. No, you know you're not going. You're joking, aren't you? Because you were late. You're here till 11. I've got to talk to you about your solo stuff. I want to talk to you about Girls Aloud. Yeah. So many things to talk to you about, Cheryl.
I'm just looking forward to my cup of tea. Okay.
Is it where?
Stick the kettle on.
Well, give it to her then, you big Lego head. Right, Cheryl, we'll have a tea. We'll get the news and sport. We'll come back. I really like John and Edward. Cheryl, we're still on. Oh, sorry.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, what should I play? We need to play... I'll find some good stuff to play after the news. Let's get the news with Dominic first. It's 8:32.
8:36 now.
Wow, thanks, Dominic. You're the best.
Thanks.
And cheers, Carrie.
Mm. Oh, thanks very much.
Only joking.
Shove it.
Yeah, shove it. Hey, do you mind with your potty mouth? We've got a lady in the studio today.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Cheryl. Sorry, I'll wash my
Cheryl,
mouth
can
out.
I hear you? Haven't got headphones on?
Oh, yes, you can't hear.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Cheryl.
How do I hear?
Oh, put your headphones on, but you don't want to wear them. Because you're being difficult.
No, because they sound more funny.
I've changed it now. I'll try now.
Don't want to ruin your hair.
Cheryl can hear you now.
That's it.
There you go.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
How's your tea?
It's lovely.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
That's good. A lie.
Just how I wanted it.
Just how I wanted it. Plastic and weak.
Yeah. Plastic and now.
Yeah. Well, look, Cheryl's in, and if you got a question for Cheryl, you can text in 81199. Usual rules apply. We might not necessarily ask it because it might be rubbish. And if we do, you know how to answer it. But if you want to send anything in, 81199 is the text.
Something interesting that I don't get asked all the time.
Is Alid scaring you, Cheryl?
Stop it, Dom. That's no one's mentioned it.
Not at all.
No? Okay, good.
Why would Alid scare me?
Because he's just an Uber fan. Mm. And he's been quite
excited.
Well,
I'm an Uber fan of Alid, so it's fine.
Perfect.
Thank you.
We're on even par.
Alid, doesn't Cheryl look beautiful?
She does look beautiful.
Doesn't she?
She looks very good.
Could she turn you? I only say that because, and the reason I say that, and you had to back me up now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise, I'll get a
stone. Oh, sorry, no, I don't mean to hesitate like
it's
that.
It's a few times in the 10 years we've known each other, you've gone, they could turn me.
Well, that was Sarah Cox.
I thought it was Joe Wiley.
No, Sarah Cox.
Right.
Well, not, could turn you.
Not that Joe wouldn't. It was just that.
I'm confused. Who's going to.
No, it was Sarah Cox I made that comment about.
Right.
But it's different with Cheryl. You don't want to be Cheryl's friend for me. So no offense or anything. But, you know, so if I turn, then it'd be this, you know, pervy thing. I don't want to be pervy with Cheryl.
I do. No, it was just a joke.
You see,
it's just a joke. No, come on, it's like
you've
say it.
It's like you've abused a friendship there.
No, it's just a joke.
Okay.
We're like cousins.
Cheryl, was Chris a nightmare on the mountain?
Southern America.
When it comes to perviness, or was he right?
Not at all. He was too busy blubbing.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
In that respect, Alex, the least of your worries, really.
I wasn't blubbing.
No, Chris, you were good up there. Thanks. I got to say, you're really different, vulnerable side to Chris up the mountain.
It is there. You got to dig it's deep, there. But it's there.
You don't have to dig that deep. I'm not made of stone.
I have really a mental image of you at the peak of the mountain. I've got like a really strong mental image of seeing you when we reach the summit.
I don't, in what way?
And I've had it. This was it was a really emotional moment.
It was horrible.
Was Chris smoking?
Yes.
No, not at the top.
Not at the top.
God, no, not a chance.
Really?
See, it was freezing. You weren't even getting your hands out of your pocket, let alone smoking.
And it had taken us like 7-8 hours to get to the top from walking. So it was. It's the weirdest thing in the world. And people say, people had told us this before we went up there, but you don't realise it till you get there. The whole point of that stupid blooming climb, I mean, you know, was to get to the top.
Mm.
And when you get to the top and it's taking you 4 or 5 days, the first thing you want to do within seconds is go back down.
it's
the weirdest
it's so
thing.
True.
It's the way, like, you go on holiday, you might fly to Australia, and you can fly all that way, and then you want to sit on the beach for 2 weeks, you want to enjoy it, you want to go shopping, you want to go out drinking, and you get all the way to the top of Kilimanjaro, and you go, yay.
Get rid of it. It's so true. I think I might have even used a swear word at the top
I think
to that effect. Get made it.
Flippity chip.
I didn't even want to wait for a picture by the saying. I was ready to roll.
Oh, if you could only hear the ridiculous lack of altitude, lack of oxygen conversations that were going on with us of how once we'd hit the top, going, right, let's get off this mountain now. Let's get helicopters, planes.
Chris, I would have did anything at that moment in time. I was trying, you know, to get a helicopter.
Really?
I tried by who got my group.
Ringing Addison Lee, seeing if they had it.
Now, I want to stress, we'd gone all the way up to the top, and then you start at this, like, high camp, right? Yeah. So you start high camp, and you start at night time, and it takes 7-8 hours to get to the top. Then it takes another two and a half hours to get back down to that camp,
which was a big fat lie, because it ended up taking, like, four.
Exactly. So then when you get to that camp, then you have a break, and we have some soup. You know, we have, like, an hour, 2 hours as a bit of a rest, because that's more than we've done in a day. But when we got to that camp, the camp had blown away because they had 80 miles an hour winds. So their advice from the professional was, keep walking. Then it was another 4 hours to the next camp. So we started at midnight, right? And then we finally got to literally stop and take our boots off and go, at 4 in the afternoon. And at 4 in the afternoon... we're ready to kill.
I bet you were moaning.
So
your
I've
head
got.
Off.
Oh I've walked in. We have a little kind of mess tent, and everyone's in there having a soup or a tea. And I've walked in and gone, right, what we're doing? We've got to get off. We've done it now, I can't do what because you had one more night because it's so big. And I went, can we not get a helicopter? And Cheryl, dead straight, goes, I've already tried that. I've made four calls.
I tried always, but no, God, wow. That was one of the most bizarre experiences of my life.
But you did it.
But we did it.
We did it. So well done you. Well done us.
And you. Yay.
Great achievement.
So,
it doesn't feel like it for a long time. Mm. I've even got a certificate. It still doesn't feel like it.
It's got to be now, though, hasn't it? You've got to look back at it now and just be proud.
Well, the more when people say to you, but God, what an achievement, the more people keep saying that, the more I think, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, it must have been a good thing.
Do you find people meet you all the time now and just go, guess what I'm doing?
Yeah.
All the time, I get told.
I heard a rumour Justin Timberlake had heard that we didn't want to do it for charity.
I heard that.
Yeah.
And Mark Ronson, I think.
All
Mark
the best.
Ronson doing it or something. And...
Really?
Well, didn't your man, the fellow who owns Chelsea, what's his name?
Roman Abramovich.
Yeah,
he tried it. Didn't do it.
I know. I don't know if that's how true that is, but...
Well, you can find out.
You can understand... Ashley's going to go, by the way, Abramovich, you know that mountain my wife 5'3" claimed.
You know my little wife. You know the little dainty. You know she's... Oh, she's not... Anyway, you know she climbed that mountain that you didn't climb.
Did you not claim it, yeah?
Oh, you got to find out. You've got to find out.
Be getting the contract for any longer.
See, now he's an idiot because he can afford a helicopter to the top and back.
I was trying to phone. There was no signal. No, right. they said the altitude was the helicopter couldn't get that high up, so we were still relatively high.
Yeah. Well, that's how high we were. The helicopter's going. You got no chance of us getting up there. You're out of your mind because we're just like in a bit of a rocky bit with you know a couple of trees. We're going.
It's like someone got lost, wasn't it?
It was horrible. It was really horrible.
Well, I spoke to you at one point, or you rang me, and you're just on some sort of ledge or something, and I was there in my kitchen walking around, and you're on the side of a mountain at the top of Africa.
That was bizarre.
Do you know the only thing that got me through that last night was when Shepard found out that they had some of the guides had some beer stashed away, and you could buy beers.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, that was it.
Coca-Cola
beer!
For me.
Oh,
it's like Coca-Cola. Wow.
Selling you little things. Anyway, look, we don't want to go on about it.
No.
We're 3.5 million.
We only claimed a mountain.
Whatever. Claimed a mountain. Let's play some songs and then I should actually interview you rather than just gossip about old times. It's 9:15. This is the UK's... That's Cobra Starship on Radio 1 and Good Girls Go Bad. And speaking of which, here is... Cheryl Cole.
Yay. Why, speaking of which?
Because you're a good girl, now you're a bad girl.
Oh.
Oh. did you see Robbie on Saturday, on the Sunday night?
Yeah, no, I was there, wasn't I?
Now...
Oh, you mean same Baha'i...
Yeah, did you chat with him?
No, I didn't actually. Right. You know, it was so chaotic back there.
So you're nearer to him than we are, right?
Yeah.
I watched that on Sunday and thought he looked really excited and looked really pleased to be back.
Yeah.
And then loads of people have gone, oh, did you see his eyes? And I'm like, I just thought he just looked, genuinely now, I just thought he just looked like...
He's just alive. He's just like, this is his first... Can you imagine your first thing coming back? It's X Factor. Seriously. Like, I thought watching him, he was a little bit nervous, if I'm honest.
Well, he said that there was 3 years of nerves kind of came out from having done that.
Oh, he said that?
He said, well, there's an interview in one of the papers today which actually kind of slates his performance... Which I didn't really get. I thought he did a really good job of that.
I just genuinely felt like it was like, wow, I'm back. Like, this is it. You've got those 3 minutes. You're on live TV. It's scary. He's been through a lot. I think he was just... I honestly felt like he was nervous.
I have to ask you a question. Before that
sounds
bit.
Very serious.
No, it's just... Right, the question is...
Will you marry me?
If obviously you're there, you know, and like the others, and you've got these three, you know, really talented kids in your category, and every week and you're sort of training them and improving their singing and stuff. So then, when you have Alexandra Burke come on...
Who? Alexandra?
Alexandra Burke, come on.
Alexandra?
Now, for me, she was miming. Now, if she comes on as last year's winner, is that not weird when, you know, you're having these kids come through, yet last year's winner then mimes?
Was she miming? Yeah. I didn't think she was miming. I was just so caught up in the whole production and performance.
It was a great performance, but I don't think
you know what I mean? I was like having a wheel of a time that I wasn't even thinking about. Was she miming, was she not? I was just thoroughly enjoying her entertainment.
Are you nervous for this Saturday? Because you're doing
it. Just slightly, Alex. not much.
It'll
no, I'm absolutely terrified.
Why?
I have to admit. I tell you what my biggest fear is as well, is that the microphone is going to be like that, uncontrollably.
Don't do that. It'd be great.
But I don't I don't know what I can do. Like, I'm going to have a chamomile tea or... The nerves started weeks ago. Oh, God, it's here. It's really here. It's happening on Saturday.
Your face said that when Dermot pointed out that you'd be singing next week.
But will you not enjoy it?
No. Do you know what? I love performing.
I know you do.
But... It's like exactly what you've just said. I've sat for weeks judging people. Months. Well, yeah, now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I'm putting myself out there to be judged. It's a weird feeling. And I'm on my own. Like, I haven't even got my cotton wool anymore.
But then there's... But there is that thing where, arguably, I agree with Dave.
Oh, that's a Simon word, isn't it? Arguably.
Well, no. I do agree with Dave. If you're having a singing contest...
Yes.
Then to then have an act go
Who
on.
Who said she was miming?
I just think that from what I saw, I think that she was miming. In the same way that Britney last year was miming when she come on.
Right, you know, if you're doing this, and you're doing
it's too energetic.
Totally, it's impossible. Maybe there was parts of it that she had too, because humanly, you can run on a treadmill and try and sing a song. You know, it's not possible.
Exactly.
But
then I think...
Wasn't a Britney case. Definitely not. Britney mimed to a record.
But I think with Alexandra, the performance of it...
Who cares? The performance was so incredible.
The performance was great, but it's just that when... You know, when you've got people like Lloyd, for example, who's 16 years old and he's on there, and he's...
Alexandra hasn't got to prove herself that she can sing, though. To be fair, we all know Alexandra can sing. She showed
Cheryl's
that time.
Kick your ass, David.
No, she showed that time and time. She did exactly that this time last year and proved every week she can absolutely sing her soul out. So I don't think... There's an argument in that.
I'm just
respect.
Interested in it. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, it's because just from that.
Wow,
point of view,
I didn't know that. I didn't know.
But that's where I saw it from.
Right.
I think
she did sing. She did some of it. Was
some
live.
Some of it was live.
Yeah.
Right. So if some of it was live, then some of it was on track. That counts for every big act out there that is given a full on performance. I mean, your heart's going like the clappers anyways because of the adrenaline and everything else. Then on top of that, you just want to give the viewers an amazing entertainment, a performance. You know.
And that's the thing.
If she was stood there with the microphone. She's proved it to everyone. Go and watch Listen back from last year. She didn't need to prove herself. And she just showed us that she's an all-rounder and she's Beyoncé Eat Your Heart Out.
There you go. Which means that Cheryl's going to stand there next week while the record plays and go, look, I've proved myself already. I'm too nervous to sing. Watch the video, I'll just stand here.
Just put my record on, just with the effects and everything.
Here's the video, I'm going to stand here, give it out sweet.
Yeah.
And don't give me as much wind machine as Lucy had, because that was wrong. Did you see her with her hair in her face?
Do you know what? That's actually something that you have to master the art of, fighting against a wind machine. Beyoncé's got it down to a T.
She was having difficulty, wasn't she, Lucy? She looked like she was getting irritated
I thought she did all right, bearing in mind that in rehearsal it's probably not gone in her mouth. And then all of a sudden she stuck to the lip gloss and she's there singing, going, oh,
what do I do?
Thinking,
yeah. And
she's singing, God, and the bloody hair stuck in my face. I'm going to have to put it whilst looking sexy at the same time. I thought, you know, because equally she could have gone, yeah.
It's all part of the learning experience. True. I mean, this is what, if I was her mentor, I would have said, try, you handled that fantastically. Mm, yeah. And, you know, so little bits and pieces like that happen, and that's how you learn.
Have you got your dancers with you on Saturday?
Oh, have I, Alad?
Do you know what? I know the moves already. Is that a bit sad? Do I need to run it back?
Kind of yes and no, but very...
If you have one drop out, Alad will sit in.
Do you know what?
You.
I don't live too far. Just shout.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Can you dance?
Probably not, but, you know, right. I've seen
can't
the video.
Can't show us now, then?
No.
Go on.
No, God, no. Cheryl, no.
Go on. Do a little bit.
No.
Come on.
Show her your moonwalk.
No. I'll just see the moonwalk.
Can you moonwalk?
Well, I'm not in these shoes. You know, you need good shoes.
Is it Fight for This Love you're doing? On
this Sunday, yeah. Right. Anything can make you sick. Go on, Ali.
It's hard, though,
I tell you what.
Hey, it's hard to moonwalk on the carpet.
It is, but Cheryl, if you go on stage on Sunday night with that idiot moonwalking, you're going to get laughed off the stage.
I'll take the attention away from you, though.
Of that there is no doubt. When everyone's pointing and laughing at you, Cheryl's got head in hands and she's crying, and you're going, I moonwalked.
Cheryl did great.
Just enjoy Sunday.
No, yeah, do you know what? There's like part of us in my stomach where I can't wait, and I'm really excited to just get out there. Like the tall feeling again. And then there's the other half on my shoulder going, what are you doing? Like, I've normally got, you know, four girls there as backup. It's scary.
Plus, you're working as well, sitting at the judge's chair. Then you've got to rush back.
I've got to rush back. Then, yeah.
Oh, seriously, do yourself a favour, love. Mine like a good one. That's what I do. And you know, and here's the other trick. Put that microphone right over your mouth so no one can tell. Lots of hand movements right in front of your mouth. That's what I'd be all over that like a rag.
I'm actually going from here today to start rehearsal, so it's quite exciting. We shall see.
No, you can't go and watch before you ask.
I was actually going to ask the record company, not Cheryl, but that's fine.
That's the boss.
There, you keep it for a nice surprise. Hopefully it's a good one on Sunday when you watch it all done and dusted.
That's a no then, I think.
Yeah, that's it's a proper no.
Is there a little bit of you, right, honesty, that goes, because Alexandra was your girl.
Yeah.
So you sit there on Sunday, watch her perform, and you go, blimey, look at that. God, she's great. Look at it. Now she looks like a star and everything. God, oh, I'm so proud of her. I'm so pleased for her. That cow, that looked wicked. She had loads of dancers. Now, am I going to have more dancers or less? Is there a little bit we go?
Not at all.
Really?
Do you know what it is? That's why I do the show. I promise you, the buzz of watching that is as much of a buzz as doing it yourself. I can't. It's like nurturing it and then watching it happen. It's like. What my team always say, you know, when we come off from a Girls Aloud performance or whatever, some of them have got watery eyes if we've had a good one, and they're like, oh my God, I was so proud of you. And I was a bit like, oh, whatever. You know, I didn't really get it. Until I started doing the show, now I totally get it. To the point where I think this is where I want to go after my career, this side of it.
Really?
Developing talent, yeah, 100%. I love it. The buzz, it's like a rush.
But you're not anywhere near ready to give up the...
Not just yet. No, I'm talking when I'm old with kids and stuff.
Well, when you're kind of like Dave's age or something.
What do you mean my age? I'm younger than you.
I'm 24.
I'm younger than you.
25, he said, on your last birthday.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 24 then.
Right. All right, well, hang on, that's interesting. So let me ask you the I'm going to have to ask you interview questions now. So the solo stuff.
Yes.
You've got an album.
Yes.
But Girls Aloud, they're not finished.
No,
Right.
Don't pause.
I didn't know what he was going to say. They're not featured on it, or
No. But
they're not finished. As in,
you're just going off and doing a thing.
Yeah, we've got a 3 album. We've just signed a new contract.
Right. Okay. Good. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. What's your favourite girls allowed?
See, no. But if it was the rest of the girls doing, like, if you were talking to Nicola now and she was doing makeup, no one else was doing music, you wouldn't be asking that question. It's only because there's a couple of us doing music songs that people are like, ah, oh, there must be
people are going to ask
Yeah.
No, but to be fair, if Sarah was sitting here now and she'd gone and done a solo album, I'd be saying...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It's because it's music. It's what we do.
Yeah.
It's not that we've all gone off and
did, to be fair, if Nicola went off and got a job doing makeup and Kimberly went and got a job at Greg's, I might be then going, hang on, is it all over? If if everybody suddenly got a new job... I'll be honest, I'm no Magnum PI, but I might be thinking to myself, hello. That's good.
Love Machine.
What?
Love Machine, in answer to that.
See, it's not my favourite.
Well, biology
for you, isn't it? Yeah.
You've always said that.
Yeah. And
I love biology.
This is how sad I am. I know that you didn't like Love Machine when you first had it. Or on a DVD, you said that.
Yeah, I know, I did. I thought it was cheesy.
Oh, no, sorry, I just realised.
Stalker.
I know.
But my favourite's Call the Shots, I think, or The Promise.
Which one then?
The Promise.
Okay.
I think so.
No, you're wrong, by the way. Mm. Biology is the best one. Fact.
A lot of people say that, interestingly.
It's great. It's like 3 songs in one.
That's what I was going to say to you. Do you call every song you listen to here once a grower?
Do you know what? A lot of
Disney.
Them, yeah. Why, did I say that about yours?
I don't know, but you say it all the time. I'm like, just tell us if you like it or you don't.
But hang on, that's not... Oh, God, that's like Robbie Williams.
That's like a real get-out clause.
No, it's not. I'm not having that. No, if I don't like it, I'll say I don't like it. If I say it's a grower, it means, like, if... it means that it's... Right, there's a category of good,
right,
and there's a category of rubbish.
Right.
And if it's a grower, it's certainly not in rubbish.
So it's never going to go there?
No.
It's never going to go there. So it's in the middle,
right,
driving towards the city of good, or in great town.
But I've never known you get a record instantly. In all the time we've sat here, I've never known you just get...
It's quite rare. But then what I do, I won't listen to something before we play it. So if you've got a first play of something...
That's fresh, you hear it there.
Because if I hear it a few times, and then I go, oh, you're going to love this, it's great, and then people hear it and go, it's not that great.
Yeah.
I'd rather kind of try and be the same as...
That's fair enough. I feel like that
Which
with
is worrying
albums.
For you now, because I've got 3 words sitting here in front of me.
Oh, no, actually, I feel sick that this is being played. I'm so excited.
We won't play it, then?
No, please. This is my favourite track off the album.
I'm not having you hurling all over the
place.
Have you?
So you haven't heard it at all?
I haven't heard it.
Promise.
Yeah, Promise. Because you'll know that when I come off the back of it.
Say it's a grower.
It's a grower.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to play it?
I'd love you to play it.
Okay, all right.
This is my favourite track off the whole album.
Dear God in heaven, please let it be good. Please let me instantly like it.
Oh, God.
Please don't let it be a grower. I hope it's good. All right, so this will be... Because this is weird for us to play something so early. So, Five for This Love is out Monday.
Yes.
So you'll perform that at X Factor Sunday night, then it's out Monday.
Yeah.
Handy. Nice one. And then...
It's good timing, that.
And then the single after that will be this track, 3 Words.
Yeah, because the album's then out the following week.
Right, okay.
So I wanted people to hear a little bit more of what's to come from the album, because it's actually, I think, a lot different to what people will be expecting. Okay.
This next song is not obvious.
No,
when I heard this, I didn't think this is what you'd sound like.
No.
Where did you record the album?
Why?
Where?
Why?
That's a bit odd.
I recorded some of it here and some of it in LA.
I recorded mine just around the corner.
Oh, yeah? You've got yours coming out Christmas, haven't you?
I know.
Go on, Chris.
When's yours out? Self. Oh, we're not out in the same week.
Mine's out the week after the single, so the 26th.
Oh, of the first single?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right then, 26th of October. When's mine out, did you say? 23rd of October. Right, so let's have a listen then. Cheryl?
I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
No, please, because I really love it. I feel like it's like me baby off the album, and you can't be too judgmental about it.
I tell you what I'll do, as a true friend to you, if it's rubbish, I'll lie and say it's great. Okay. I'm only joking. I love how she went. Brilliant. Thanks. Right, this is Cheryl Cole, and from the forthcoming album, this is called Three Words.
Woo!
I'm going to talk over it so no one can put it on
the end. Yeah, don't talk over the end. Listen right to the end.
That is Cheryl Cole in three... Three Words.
It's eventually out there. I was bursting for people to hear it. I mean, I don't know if they're going to like it or not, but I was dying for them to hear it.
So that's your favourite... Out of everything you recorded for the new album, it's by far your favourite track.
Wow. Is it weird hearing it on the radio?
I mean, I had... I don't... no. I play it to myself a lot.
Right.
Like, in a weird kind of way. Like, I forget that it's me singing it.
Right.
And I just play it as a record, like, that I thoroughly enjoy. And, you know, there was a bit of a Scrabble fight against Fight for This Love of what was going to be the first single.
Okay.
And I was screaming for this one to be the first single, but no, we kept it back. But it's definitely my favourite of the whole entire album.
I love
Am
it.
I getting a little bit too overexcited?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. Great.
By the way, and so you should. You're proud of it. You should get excited.
I am, Chris.
Good for you. This song is immense, Cheryl, says Diane in Watford.
Thanks, Diane.
Instant hit, says Lucy at work in Stevenage.
Go on, Lucy.
Love it already. Go on, Cheryl, says Emma.
Thanks, Emma.
Love it, Cheryl, says Hazza. Ashley, Vicky in Bradford, Deb working, Rian, loads of people. Someone says, Chris, is that you on the record with Cheryl? It's not me.
I am, isn't it?
It's I am.
There are many similarities between Will.
You've never been compared with him before.
And me, I am. Yeah, there is.
The big I am.
Rob from Newcastle loves it.
Oh, yeah, Rob.
I love it, man. That's what he said. Lisa from Chesterfield. Nick, the white van man. He says Pete Tong will be all over this. So there you are.
My friend Lee, who drives us, says that.
Really?
Yeah, he says Pete Tong will love that.
I can hear that already all sort of danced up. You know, like...
Woo! Go on, Chris! I think we should play it again.
I like...
Go on, let's play it again.
I tell you what, I open my albums out, I can come on X Factor and perform a Christmas single. I like this bit. I like that. Mm. I'm not saying I don't like this singer. I like the...
I met a guy at the club.
Did you?
I did.
I let him know I'm alone.
I am.
Oh, I feel as I'm in the video already.
I met a girl at the bar.
That's me.
That's me.
I met a girl at the bar.
I let him know who you are.
I let him know who you are. I tell you what.
I told you.
I can do this with you.
Love of my life and warmth.
If he's in America busy when you got to do any performances here...
I'll give you a show.
You can call me up. Stick a load of reverb on me, though.
You are the man of my dreams. You saved me from drowning in the streams. I know where will it gonna last forever and never. It was those...
Has Ashley heard the whole album?
Yeah, and do you know when you get a copy of the album from the record labels, they're watermarked and everything, nobody. And he is determined. I have to hide them from him and everything. It's quite embarrassing. I have to hide my album so that he can't.
Does he have a favourite track?
Eat This.
Oh, is it this one?
Yeah, this one and another one on the album called Make Me Cry.
Make Me Cry.
Yeah, there is two favourites, but. He loves the album on a whole. He's like...
I'll make you cry. I'll nick your hat.
That would make me cry at this moment in time.
Well, because you like
it. Make you cry
underneath.
Once you took it off as well.
Well, there you go. That is Cheryl's next song. But that's like an album taster for you. But the single is Fight For This Love, which comes out on Monday.
Yes.
All right, so look.
You've got to admit, though, Chris, that is a great song.
Do you know what? I really like... I love that. I really love that at the beginning.
It's got like that folky.
I met a guy at the club.
And it just builds and builds and builds.
Do you know what?
You let it grow on you.
We can do a parody of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I met a girl at the pub. That's what we'll do.
Can I be in there somewhere? Can I be something?
Yeah, you can be the guy that I meet. Okay. We'll just go off.
What? I met a bloke in the pub and then it's Alad.
And then we have a kebab.
Hello.
I like it.
Thank you.
There you see.
Alad?
Oh, no, I liked it at the start, though. I was on Twitter saying I liked it. I got into trouble about that.
You sound obsessive. I think it's good, honestly. But it's the first time...
Oh, come on, say it's a grower, just for a joke.
Oh, it's a grower.
It's a grower, Cheryl.
But no, I when you said about the Ibiza, I hear it as, you know, all, like, remixed up, like a big dance track.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be coming. Mm.
Okay, look, I've got to tick all the interview questions off.
So we've covered X Factor, the new solo single.
No, there was something else about X Factor I was going to ask. Are you performing your... It says in the paper today you're pre-recording your performance for the X Factor.
Well, the thing with that is I've got to get out of the chair, onto the stage and back in the chair within a certain amount of time. So
right.
I haven't got the time slot I need to get back in the chair.
Okay.
And with the... surprises that's going on the stage. There just isn't time to turn it around.
I see. What so surprises? When would you do that? Would you do that?
Well, you'd have to watch.
This will be Alad appearing at the back.
Yeah. So will that be Sunday before the show or after Saturday's show? So
no, it'll be Sunday during the show, just at a different time.
Oh, okay.
Just before.
So all the audience are there and
the
all
the audience
that.
And all that's
like,
there.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah. No,
one take and all that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, fine. Well, there you go. That's cleared that up. Newspapers. What surprises?
Oh, you have to watch.
Is there a giraffe?
It could be.
I tell you what, you'd get one in that studio. It's like an aircraft hangar. Have you seen any of Strictly Come Dancing?
No. I'm on...
No, I know, but you got Sky Plus.
No.
Okay, that's all right.
So bad.
Have you ever seen it?
No. Well, no. Yeah, bits and pieces, you know.
All right, okay.
I know what it's about.
Because I was watching this the other day thing, and I wonder if anybody on Strictly then goes home and then watches X Factor that they've Sky Plus.
I bet they do.
Yeah, they do.
And then I thought, I wonder if there's any people who work on X Factor who then get home and go, what a night. Anyway, got to put Strictly on. I wonder who went out this week. There must be
again,
a
I bet they do, yeah, why not?
Like people in EastEnders might watch Corrie or whatever, I don't know.
Why not?
So Girls Aloud are not splitting up, they've just signed another 3-album deal. Ka-ching. Doesn't watch Strictly. X Factor on Sunday. Fight for This Love is out next week, and then the album, Three Words. Is that the album?
Yeah. As well as that single.
As well as that single, yeah. That comes out the 26th of October.
Yeah.
So you can pre-order it now.
Mm.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Recorded in London and LA. We were just London, we were.
That's because there's no budget to go to LA.
Tell me about it, no blubbing budget.
Do you enjoy recording, Chris?
What we've done?
Mm.
I was said at the start of the show today. We had a little playback of it last night, just to listen from start to almost to finish. And I'm really proud of it. I think it's
mega.
It's brilliant. I really do. I know that sounds a bit big-headed, but I'm amazed at what. You know, we write some silly song parodies or whatever, and then we've re-recorded every track, and we've got strings on it and stuff, and horns and the backing singers. And Daniel, with the Mohican from X Factor.
Daniel Pierce.
Yeah. He's on the album. He leads all
of it. Oh, he's amazing, isn't he?
He's unbelievable.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Me and him on our JLS parody. Mainly him, but no, it's
he's higher in the mix.
But he's great on it. He sounds amazing on it. But it's just been it's a weird process, just recording the stuff and then leaving it to someone to mix.
Yeah,
kind of trusting it with them.
I know,
and there's nothing you can do.
No.
Sandy's been in the studio all over the weekend. I just kept texting him, going, "Are you all right? Everything okay?" I can't help.
I'm the same with me. You know, Guy Ferdy, I drive him nutty.
But there's nothing you can do. You can't really help. You can't. Do you know what I mean? You've just got to leave them to it, and then they play it to you, and you go, wow, that's massive.
We're running late, actually. I just noticed.
I'm sorry.
I'm done tedious.
I'm sorry. Forget tedious.
Right. What's that?
So that a feature
How
to do
rude!
At 9 o'clock.
It's our feature to do at 9 o'clock every day for 6 years.
Well, it's 20 past now.
I know, but
we're late today.
Hen's late.
That's because you were late, so that the whole show runs late. But don't feel bad or anything.
No, I don't. I do like listening to you in the morning sometimes. Sometimes you irritate us, though.
Why?
I don't know, when you say the same thing for a long time, gets on my nerves a bit.
But then there are other times when I'm quite funny.
There's the times where I do laugh out loud, yes.
The odd occasion. Maybe when I'm quite sweet. And you think, that's Chris.
Yeah, very odd, though.
Right, sure.
It doesn't often happen.
Shut up, you.
That was something really sweet you said this morning, actually, about the driving tests. I thought that was quite sweet.
See?
Hi!
Oh, it's Rachel.
Rachel's here.
Oh, my God. Rachel, you look like a different person.
Hello.
I'll
come around and give you a hug.
Oh, go and have a hug.
She's all married and everything now.
Producer Rachel and Cheryl embracing it.
It's like that everyone's coming back together from the mountain.
It's a post-Kilimanjaro get-together. All we need is reunion. Gary Barlow and Ben Shepherd.
Well, Chris. Surprise, surprise.
No. Hiya, Chris. You all right? I just had a sleep.
How are you? You all right?
I'm good. You look amazing.
So do you.
Oh, God, I don't feel it.
You said bad hair.
Bad hair,
I'll tell you what, we need to buy you a hat, Rachel.
I have just had to travel in on the underground again.
Rachel,
very busy.
Rachel looks fine, and believe you me, and since the last time I've seen her.
Yeah, well, last
we
time,
were all looking like
good.
Cave women.
We washed
including the boys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, we better wrap this up. Have you got a day of it today? Oh, no, are you going to rehearse?
I'm going to rehearse for my X Factor performance. No.
Oh, go on, let's come.
No, because I want to keep it as a surprise.
I won't say anything.
No, it's always best. It's always best, like, when it's a bit. I'll put it in this way, like, right. When you hear your album back.
Yeah. Mm.
Right?
All right.
So you don't have to be there watching all the.
Oh, come on, I've got to get the coming together. I've got to get
just
out of that.
Watch it as is.
I won't tell anybody about it. I've got loads of secrets about you from that mountain that I've never told anyone.
Ah, but I've got loads about you too.
Oh, whatever.
I could just tell them all now.
Let's go, Rachel. I'm ready.
All right, fine. Who'd have thought that Cheryl Cole, first thing in the morning, likes a cigar? No one ever knew that. The amount of times you'd see the tent zip open and you'd see this massive cigar come out with Cheryl going like that. Where, who's making tea?
What about that zip every morning? Hello. Hello, Cheryl.
By the way, that wasn't me.
I'm going to say, all I heard there was zip. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, Kimberly. It's tea time. This wasn't me. That's got to be pointed out. Oh, man. Oh, Kimberly's doing the
Switch Live.
Switch Live show.
Yeah.
It's a live...
Hammersmith Apollo.
When is that?
November the 8th.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, was that a bit quick?
Yeah. That's because you're up as well.
I'll be there.
All right, look, I want to make sure I've ticked everything off. So, Fight for This Love, out next week. Then the album, Three Words, out the week after. X Factor at the weekend. It's Diva weekend.
It is.
With Whitney Houston.
I know. God, why would you do that to yourself? Put yourself on the same night performing as Whitney Houston.
Because...
Houston, we have a problem.
You might be better than Whitney Houston.
And then I'll wake up and then I'll be on stage.
Don't put yourself down. She might... You never know. She might walk out, ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston! She might stand there and then fall down the stairs, right, and end up with a high heel shoe stuck up her ass, and then, you know, and then everyone goes, ooh, and then you come on, and you're brilliant, and everyone goes, a lot better than Whitney, wasn't she? Cheryl was a lot better than Whitney. You never know. So if I were you, I'd grease them stairs up before Whitney goes down. That's it. And when she falls down, you'd be like that. Oh, no, I don't know how that happened.
No, I just want people to enjoy it. Enjoy the performance, enjoy the song. Enjoy the whole show. It is fab this year, isn't it?
It's great. It's a great show. It's great television.
Who are we backing, by the way? Who does everybody like?
Stacey. Oh, and Lloyd.
Oh, hello.
Sorry.
Dave?
Do you know what? If I had to pick one winner now, it's Lucy Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
Rachel?
I've been away, so I can't really make my judgment yet. I'm going to have to wait till next week.
Joe.
Definitely Joe.
Chris.
No, I don't think I'll win it. Who are your boys?
Ricky.
Ricky. Which one's he? Is he the...
He's Scottish. The Glaswegian lad with the hat.
Right, he's the man with the hat. Mm-hmm. And then who's the northeast?
Then I've got Joe, the northeast boy.
Is he from the northeast? Okay, and then the other
and
one
then
is...
I've got little Lloyd, the Welsh.
Right, out of those three...
Yes.
Unbelievably... I'd probably say Lloyd.
No.
But I do like Ricky in the hat.
Yes.
I thought Joe was a bit wobbly.
I thought he was great on Saturday.
Did he sing No Regrets?
You've got to be joking.
Yes.
No. I thought he was good. But I thought he was a bit... No regrets. I thought he was a bit like that. I'm a bit like...
Yeah, well, I didn't want him to be like... a rip-off version of Robbie. I wanted him to be able to show what he can do with his voice. And for someone 18, that's a lot of maturity.
Oh, look, I think they're all great, and I really do. And I think this is why it's going to be really interesting when people say, who do you think's going to win and all that. After saying that, you know, I think that Daniel guy is still great. I love Stacey. I think she's wicked. But tell you the other thing that I thought, this is like proper thing I've got to say. When he sang No Regrets,
yes.
The only thing that I thought, and I was amazed that no one picked up on it, because generally what you say on the sofa, you then end up hearing a judge go, and yeah. you feel all smug and proud of yourself, or whatever judges say. I thought he was a bit too smiley for a song which was had the sentiment that it had.
That's my fault.
Yeah, you cow.
And I have to say, I agree with you. On terms of, I'm one of those people that would have probably said, as a judge, it was a bit too smiley.
Right.
But I said to him, just go out there and enjoy yourself. It. And you know when you're under that much pressure and scrutiny and you just see the VTs of the other judges going, this song's far too big for him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
he's not thinking about the words, though, is he? He's just concentrating on doing a good performance, isn't he?
But you can't take away the fact that that was a fantastic first performance. He was amazing.
It was far better than I thought he would do, in all honesty.
And Ricky got a little bit of a tough time, my little boy.
Ricky in the hat.
Mm.
I like him.
Thank you, Chris.
I kind of like, there's no one on there that I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone that I...
real competition this year,
well,
isn't it?
Well, except for the obvious.
Hang on a second.
Where's your sheet again with your secret name on there?
Nameless.
Yeah. There's no one there.
Yeah.
Everybody likes everybody on that show.
Every single act.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Is that what the album's about? Three words?
What? Yeah. They're the three words.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it would be...
You'd have
fair,
to spell, the middle one as A-N-D, wouldn't you?
It would be four words, because you'd have to have that
I
word.
I suppose.
Anyway, Shara, lovely to see you.
And you.
Love to see your fella, and good luck. Enjoy the rest of the X Factor.
Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Mm.
Will do. And good luck with the song.
Thank
and
you.
And the album.
Thank you.
And Sunday, enjoy it. Go and knock and bandy. Just,
I'm going to give it a shot.
I know you'll be a bit nervous, but just go, sob it. Yeah, and go for it. And especially if old Houston falls down the stairs. Your chance to shine. Ladies and gentlemen, lovely Cheryl Cole.
Yay.
It's 9:28, by the way.